Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to thank all of our texters and the folks participating in the discussion about what I consider to be now a full-blown constitutional crisis. We have maybe witnessed a coup here in this country without a single bullet being fired. I wanted to answer two brief texters. One texter talking about the liberal judge who ordered the Trump administration to turn the planes around. That wasn't a liberal judge. That judge was appointed by George W. Bush. Last time I checked, that's a Republican and a conservative. Just saying. Second question was from Amy. We could just get enough time to squeeze it in here, so I wanted to answer your question. Amy from Madison says this: can any members of the Trump administration involved in the flouting of the court orders be arrested for breaking our laws? Amy, that is the scene that I never want to witness. Technically speaking, the U.S. Marshals Service is the law enforcement arm that is charged with executing judicial orders. But guess who controls the U.S. Marshals Service? The President of the United States. That seems to be where we're moving towards. And I just want to be clear. Courts absolutely have jurisdiction over presidents. Yes, they do. And with that, we are going to bring on my very special next guest, Jason Stein, from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. You're going to make us all smarter, because even I, who like a lot of detail and a lot of nerdy facts and a lot of legislative process, even I can get lost, dazed, and confused in the state biennial budget process. So thanks so much for making time, Jason. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's start with the basics. When can we start to see the budget hearings really getting underway? If people are interested in this stuff, where should they be looking if they want to keep an eye on things as they develop?
The budget, the governor put forward the budget in mid-February. Any day now, we'll get from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau their nonpartisan analysis of the state budget. And then you'll see in April, hearings start in the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, which is their budget writing committee. And then the amendments will start in late May, you know, kind of early June. Then you'll get floor votes in, you know, June, maybe into early July. And then, you know, the budget will typically go to the governor's desk late June, early July.
It's a long process. If you have a lot of free time on your hands, you want to watch the hearings, you can find the Joint Finance Committee hearings on Wisconsin Eye. They sometimes are pretty fascinating. Other moments, it's like watching paint dry. But again, that's where you find it. I also, folks, to give you another source, I think Wisconsin Watch does a hell of a job reporting on it. Obviously, the Wisconsin Policy Forum, you have more in-depth, not sort of daily reporting, but you give us the bigger analysis. And most importantly, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, these nonpartisan, apolitical organizations that do these analyses. Again, portions will be very dry, but there will be some highlights in that. And again, their job is to present an unbiased, very objective report of the governor and of the budget that is proposed. So a really good resource. So Jason, let's start with the top line on the proposed budget and the overall fiscal health of the state. People have been talking about these big surpluses for a long time now. Are we still in all signs pointing to good territory, or is the landscape changing?
It's a great question. I mean, I think the landscape is changing somewhat. I mean, we've been exceptionally good. You know, 2 years ago, we had a $7 billion general fund balance. That's, you know, our main set of accounts for the state of Wisconsin that takes in income and sales tax dollars and pays for education, healthcare, University of Wisconsin, state prisons. And that will be down from 2 years ago at the end of, you know, June, it'll be down to about $4.25 billion. So, you know, there's already been a $3 billion drop over the past couple years, and that would intensify under the governor's budget, you know, probably under whatever the legislature puts forward too, I would suspect. you know, the legislature or the governor, excuse me, in his proposal wants to have spending increases over the 2 years of around 20%. And that is much more than we've ever seen in the past. Even the current budget, which is, you know, at a basically generational high in terms of a percentage spending increase. So you add that together with the possibility of tax cuts, big tax cuts by the legislature that are not necessarily sustainable, and the possibility that we could dip into a national recession as well, given where we're at. I think there's reason to be cautious here in the next few months. Things have been very good for the state. We want it to stay that way. And so obviously we want to spend down some of our surplus, but how much and how many commitments do we want to take on, and can we sustain them even if the economy goes into recession? It's worth thinking about that.
We're going to talk with Jason Stein from the Wisconsin Policy Forum about some of those conflicts between the governor's proposed budget, some of these spending increases in education and other places, mental health resources, the fact that Republicans are saying no. You know, again, budgets, budget surpluses, deficits defined by both revenues and expenditures. We have to look at both columns. And to whom, if you're talking about tax cuts, to whom does the bulk of the benefit of those tax cuts accrue, right? Both on an absolute dollar and sort of an effective tax rate basis as well. We've got, again, Jason Stein with us from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Do you have a question about the state's biennial budget process? Have you ever wondered, what the hell is the Vanna White veto? We'll talk about all of that with our very special guest, Jason Stein. You can join us 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to keep it locked. We got Pam Yonke coming up with our farm update. We'll be right back with Jason and me and you and your questions. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.